94G. Jim, is that you?
How are you today, Ariel?
Good. I'm driving home. I'm trying to catch a graduation party. Just on my way home. Been out running errands. By the way, I flew my DJI Mini 2 in New Jersey along the coast. I was really being careful because the winds were gusting, but I got it back. I got to test the return to home function.
Be careful when you get it out there over the water sometimes, especially if you have a wind at your back, because then it becomes a headwind when you're trying to return.
Roger that. The wind was blowing to land, so I was safe that way. We had a strong, I guess that's a sea breeze. And I think the steady winds from the METAR was about 16 knots. But it handled it well. I just went along the shoreline and came back. Well, it was just a 3-minute flight.
Was it Class D or was it other airspace over? There she, go ahead.
Hey, Jim, I missed it. Were you trying to key up the transmitter? I missed your your response, I guess.
Yep, I was wondering what airspace you were in.
Ethan, New Jersey, along Cape May. I was on the Cape May, on the Cape side towards Delaware.
Important area to follow the rules in up in that part of the country. Their FISDOs are pretty aggressive up there. But still, I'm glad you had a chance to get out and fly the drone. So how'd you like it?
Yeah, I hear you about all the... I was at a cemetery that was close to Newark Airport, and I was outside of the Class B airspace, but the DGI... the DGI itself prohibited me from launching because it had its own limitations.
If you haven't seen it before, there's a whole little video on how to get authorization to fly in geofenced airspace. That's what they call it. And you can go through a process. And sometimes it'll let you fly if you are in the airspace, if you're willing to accept the responsibility. But it just depends. Every case seems to be a little bit different.
Yeah, I did get the authorization, but after I plug in the code that authorizes me, the propeller would spool up and then stop anyway. So it had a mind of its own, it seems. So no luck there.
And then that's been a lot of frustration of a lot of commercial operators, is they'll go to do a job, go through all the waiver processes, and they'll get on the job and they can't fly.
I know what you mean there. I guess I get the inkling of how that works. But anyway, I didn't get much of a chance to fly because the winds were blowing a steady 25 knots for about 3 days with gusts up to 50. So it was a no-fly situation.
Yeah, I yesterday and the day before, I wound up going to a drone conference. It's a South Carolina Interagency Drone Users Consortium, and it was a pretty neat thing. It had a lot of vendors there. And I'll have to show you some of the robotics, but Altel was there with one of their fixed-wing drones. It's a vertical takeoff, and then you go forward from there. They rotate the props forward. It was pretty cool. To see all that, and some really great drones, and they even had one of their robotic dogs there. It was pretty cool.
Was there a Mini 3 there yet?
I saw a lot of other drones, and there are other companies there like Dragonfly and several others, and I saw where you know how you do orthomosaic with still pictures. There's a company out there doing orthomosaics with video now, and they say the processing time is a lot less because you can do distributed processing, and it was really neat to see what they were doing. They could take they could do two circuits around a point of interest and create a orthomosaic map within 3.5 minutes. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw a video of that using a mini tool of all things. And it's just a regular mini tool, no RTK or anything.
Much as 1 centimeter accuracy out of it. It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty impressive. I'm continually amazed at what these things can do now.
For sure.
Amazed as to how restricted we are, actually. I mean, to follow the rules strictly really hamstrings you a lot.
They're starting to authorize for emergency responders beyond visual line of sight up to 3 nautical miles from a point, which I thought was pretty incredible.
You get authorization, right?
Operating under a certificate of authorization, so they have a blanket approval. But what they're finding, and it's very helpful to them to be able to do that and to send a drone to an on-scene site before a law enforcement guy gets there. So it's very interesting times and some good progress being made there. And when they make that progress there, then that means eventually, hopefully, they'll open it up for civilian use.
Yeah, those guys are opening the frontiers for us. Yeah, search and rescue guys. So I guess if you belong to one of those groups that are search and rescue, then you can probably fall under the blanket of that authorization.
Just restricting it to the FAA's, it may be an addressed motor trauma, but they're restricting it to law enforcement, first responders, firefighters, that kind of stuff right now.
Anyway, be back Monday to QSO again. Over.
Team Bat Channel.
Roger that. I need to practice myself.
On Friday, it wasn't good, so I don't think Buzz was too happy with me. But anyways, it was a good conference. I think a lot of good stuff's going on out there, and I'll tell you more about it later.
Roger that. I'll let you go. I'm probably getting close to home, so I'll sign off. KO4LAO, NY4G.
KO4LAO, 73s. We'll talk to you on CW on Monday. Take care.
W4AAW CQ Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey. CQ CQ W4AAW CQ CQ Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey.
Alpha Whiskey, this is KO4LAO. KO4LAO. Go ahead.
Hello, this is W4AAW. How you doing today?
Name is Jim here, up in Traveler's Rest. How are you today?
This is Dennis. I'm up at Lake Hartwell, Chicago.
A little white noise in the background, but not very much. So you got a pretty good signal, actually. Over.
Is this the repeater somewhere down near Conyers?
The repeater on Caesar's Head. And so you're able to talk from down there about where you are, maybe a little farther south. All the way up into maybe just north of Asheville.
Yeah, this repeater apparently is on the same frequency as one in Conyers, Georgia. I think mine flipped up Conyers, but, yeah, frequencies, everybody, different repeaters. But, yeah, that's not too bad either. I kind of like that. That's pretty good distance from here, isn't it?
Are you on an HT or you're on a mobile rig or what?
For the 2370iCom, I think I got it on medium power, so that's probably putting out right around 20 watts, maybe.
Pretty good job, actually. You got just a little bit of sizzle in the background, but not much at all. Over.
Sure, the same with you when you're modulating here, you're coming through clear. I mean, I can hear every word you're saying, so it's not like it's garbled or anything. So that's pretty good. You've been having a nice day up there by Greenville.
I'd like to get out in the yard, do some work, or take care of the honeydew list that you got to get going there. And good day to be outside. So anybody catching any fish down there on Lake Hartwell?
fundraise?
We got building cumulus up here. You can see lots of blue sky, but there's a lot of cloud and overcast over.
A few clouds down here, you can see through them. I mean, it's not completely cloud covered, but I would say probably about 80%. And what I've seen is the clouds are mostly north of us, so towards that Anderson area.
I'm going to say 73 to you. I'm at my destination, and I got to go in and check off one of those items for on the honey-do list there for my XYL. And I'll maybe catch you on the backside. A lot of other folks listen, I'm sure, and I'd be happy to have a QSO with you. W4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, this is KO4 LAO. I'll be clear on your final, over.
For LAO is the Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey, and you have a good day, 73 to you as well. Take care of that honey-do list.
Is out flying a plane. KZ4 TMA, mobile and monitoring. TMA mobile.
Good afternoon, Simon. N4ZLK mobile.
Say it again. Are you driving today? Are you working today?
Working but not getting paid to work. I'm at the house. I'm running a few things over to the dump or recycle center, whatever you call it. Used to call it a dump, but it's not really a dump anymore.
Yeah, I think I worked harder this morning than I have any day of the week, and I did not get paid either. So I was clearing out a garage, half full of previous owner's stuff, half full of our stuff. We're moving soon, so pulled everything out of the garage, cleaned the garage, cleaned the items, sorted the items, put it back in a better arrangement. I made a call to Habitat for Humanity to see if they wanted to pick any of this stuff up, so they might pick up some of it. But anyway, I'm going to go eat some lunch, so I'm heading home for a little bit now.
I think we end up working harder at our own place than anywhere else, doesn't it?
But it's a little more rewarding in some ways. And I don't know about, I guess you sit a lot for work too, but at least you get to hop in and out of that truck. I sit all day for work. I sit in front of a screen. So when I'm out using my arms and legs, it's, I don't want to say thrilling, but I got to admit it's a little bit exciting. I even caught myself kind of jogging between items that I was picking up just because I was glad to be outside and doing some manual stuff.
A good change. Let me jump out real quick. Won't take me long. Be back in a second. N4ZLK. N4ZLK.
Hey, I had to jump off on you pretty quick the other day, but then I was back in the car later, and I think I overheard you and somebody talking about being at the Arts Fair. What was it, Artisphere? Was that last weekend? What was going on?
Rusty and I. Yeah, that Artisphere was downtown Greenville. Bunch of booths with different artists from all over. Saw somebody from Washington State there displaying their art. You could just walk up and down the street and look and buy and mingle, and it was beautiful weather, and there was a lot of people there.
Pretty cool. And as you were speaking, I'm pretty sure my wife took our daughters there. I had to be out of town last weekend for a wedding, but she was telling me about something they went to. It sounded like maybe that's where they were. Is that an annual thing or what? I'm still pretty new to Greenville.
Sure it is. And it's not the only one. They have several things like that throughout the year. Summertime, they have something on a regular basis. I think there's a farmer's market. I could be wrong, once or twice a month, maybe even more than that. But they have a lot of events and activities downtown.
I mean, we moved here 3 years ago, but then with COVID, you know, I feel like I didn't get out into Greenville at all for 2 years. So, you know, at this point, I hear about something like Artisphere, and I think, oh, all right. I like living here. This is great. So we still feel new in some ways.
About it, I've been here 50 years now, and I still don't know everything. I don't get into downtown much. I used to deliver downtown 5 days a week. Years ago, back before the baseball stadium, before a lot of those new buildings down, the park wasn't there. There's a lot of differences down there. They've really, really changed it, made it nice, but it's drawn a lot of people.
I hear you on drawing so many people in, and I feel like I'm part of the problem. I don't know, every year that goes by, I feel like I can say, no, I've been here. It's all these new people that are causing the problem.
You've been here 3 years. You're not a new person anymore.
I shut the door about 2 years ago, and then everything would have been fine, right? tell me again about your route now. You were saying you used to deliver downtown, but I'm trying to remember where I usually catch you whenever you're driving.
From the smaller package cars, we call them the little brown UPS trucks. Yeah, did that for 20 years. Now I'm in the tractor trailer. I still deliver the same area, basically Donaldson Center, a little bit of Piedmont, a little bit of Easley, and Berea, and then pick up kind of over near Donaldson Center, Whitehorse Road, Augusta Road area. Just a whole lot fewer number of stops, but bulk packages as far as the delivery, bulk stops, and then I pick up trailers, you know, full trailer, fulls, make trailer swaps, things like that.
Which one do you prefer? I mean, if you could, any day of the week, would you rather be in your current role or doing one of the smaller trucks, smaller boxes, more stops?
Hey, what I do now is probably one of the easiest positions at UPS, and that should tell you something.
Understood. That sounds good. Now, Patrick drives too, but I think I've never really asked him about this. I just know he's always driving, but he's doing tool deliveries, isn't he, or is it sales?
Matco tool distribution or a truck service, whatever. He sells, you know, drives a truck full of tools. People buy off of his tools. He goes around the shop, so he does sales, delivery, and everything. It's his own business.
I think I'd heard that at some point. All right, good. Well, listen, what are you going to do with the rest of this beautiful day? You going to keep working for free?
Perfect. It's raining. It's not bad, but I was going to cut the grass, but it's a little bit wet for my lawnmower. I just got to do a little maintenance on the vehicles, and I don't know. We're going to go out of town the week after next, so kind of planning for that kind of thing.
Sounds good, man. Well, listen, thanks for picking up. It was good to chat. I'm here, so I'll say 73s, and I'll clear off after your final. But it's good to catch you again. And yeah, I'm glad I got this mobile rig set up again. I got to get to having a base station, something in the house at some point. But we'll probably wait for the move before I try to set that up. No point rigging an antenna in our house right before we move. Anyway, have a great day. Good to chat with you. We'll catch you again sometime. N4ZLK, KZ4TMA, clear after your final.
Good to hear you. And that rig sounds good. Whatever you've done, it sounds really well. Really good. I mean, good to talk to you. Have a great day. KZ4TMA, N4ZLK, 73.
Mobile. WKO4LAO.
How are you?
Doing well. I just wanted to catch you real quick. I went to a drone conference the last 2 days and ran into a vendor there that's doing some pretty cool search and rescue stuff. So I'll give you a call on a landline and maybe later this evening and bring you up to speed on what they're doing over.
Okay, that's good. I've done some more research. Have you heard of ROS, R-O-S?
Not. These guys that piqued my interest had a module that they put on their drone to be able to detect cell phone pings. And so if you're flying over an area, disaster area, they were able to locate possibly victims that might be in a disaster recovery situation or search and rescue, which is what they started with, using cell phone pings. Or
yeah, you could use one of those hack RFs to listen out for those. You don't have to decode it. You just have to get it, get the thing and get a location on it. That's a really good idea. ROS is Robot Operating System. When I was looking up all of the OpenCV stuff, they were coupling it to ROS. So I think it runs inside of that ROS. They're meant to work together. So that's kind of the more I studied it, the more I figured out they keep on referring to this Ross thing, so I had to go figure out what that was, and it sounds like they're already doing what we're planning on doing.
I had to reinvent the wheel, and it's open source. That makes it easier.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. We just have to learn it and then get it working and then document it.
With one of our other partner members here at their business. So I'll call you and tell you about that stuff later.
All right, sounds good. Well, it's good to hear you back on the air. I know you've been away a lot lately, so good to hear you back in the area.
Where I've been doing a lot of stuff with the Mars stuff, and that takes me away for a while. But anyways, I'll give you a call. Take care. W4DJW, this will be KO4LAO, clear on your final.
All right, we'll talk to you later this afternoon. I'm going to have some yard work to do when I get back home, so I'll be out in the yard for a while. If I don't answer, just leave a message, and I'll call you back. KO4LAO, W4DJW Mobile.
How you doing? KO4LAO clear.